With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Iran claiming it will fight back following the killing of its supreme leader. It has traded strikes with Israel Sunday following U.S. and Israeli bombardment hours earlier. United States, meanwhile, says three service members have been killed and several others wounded. President Trump calling on Americans to pray for their families. Meanwhile, correspondent Donna Warder reports on what's next for Tehran.
Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian said in a pre-recorded message aired on state TV that a new leadership council has begun its work following the killing of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and other senior leaders in U.S. and Israeli airstrikes. And Iran is vowing revenge for Khamenei's killing, with its parliamentary speaker Mohammad Bagher Ghalibaf saying in a televised address Sunday that President Donald Trump and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have crossed our red line and must pay the price. I'm Donna Warder.
Because of the military action, a number of countries halting flights in the region. Christy Elmer is from New Hampshire. She was struck in Dubai.
If you look at where we're at, just across the water is where the Fairmont was hit. And so, you know, we're just trying, as we hear, you hear a lot of explosions at times. You know, there's hundreds of them. And so when we hear them, we sort of just don't stay near the windows just in case the glass was to break or there was something, some impact.
Two people shot and killed in a bar in Austin, Texas, early Sunday. FBI's Alex Duran.
Obviously, it's still way too early in the process to determine an exact motivation. But there were indicators that on the subject and in his vehicle that indicate potential nexus to terrorism.
And this is SRN News. A California lawmaker moving to protect the nation's churches.
Republican State Senator Shannon Grove has introduced a bill that would increase the penalties for disrupting a worship service. The legislation is a response to the recent invasion of a Minnesota church by protesters opposed to President Trump's immigration policies. Grove's bill would impose felony penalties, including fines of up to $5,000 and 16 months in jail. Other states are considering similar measures. Michael Harrington reporting.
World Council of Churches condemning the violence in Myanmar, where both the government and rebel fighters have targeted Christians. A predominantly Mennonite village in the western part of the country bombed last month. Spokesman says these ongoing attacks are grave violations of international law, of human dignity and sanctity of life. Country is ruled by a military junta. This is SRN News. Oh, the head of Family Research Council warns that Republican leaders should not ignore abortion in the midterm election cycle.
President Trump made no mention of pro-life priorities during last week's State of the Union address. And FRC's Tony Perkins says ignoring the issue could be a vulnerability for the GOP.
The rank and file understand it. I think the president doesn't completely understand it, but there was a poll just recently released that shows that this is a very important issue for Republican voters.
The president also recently suggested that House lawmakers give a little when it comes to federal funding of abortion services. Greg Clugston, Washington.
A very heated U.S. Senate race in Texas entering the final stretch before voters decide Tuesday who will be the party's nominee in November. Candidates are locked in some very tough races on both sides. More details, srnnews.com.